The wanted criminal.
Let's target him 51 directly.
An attack on the firehouse.
He said that you guys left him to die.
Hey!
Is completely...
You want me?
Personal.
Daisy!
Chicago Fire, Tuesdays on NBC.
All right, Dave Player back with you. So last fall, producer Joey Gelman and I were invited to an NBC event here in Chicago called One Chicago, which was a day, and this is very cool, it was a day to get to know the cast of Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and the new Chicago Justice that premieres in March. And I'm a big fan of these shows, and we have a lot of these folks on our show throughout the season. And literally, it was this all-day affair from like 7 in the morning till 10 at night. And first what they had us do, and it was a very small group of mostly journalists, not a lot of broadcasters, but journalists, and we interviewed and met the cast members. We toured all the sets, and I know some of these folks already. There was a couple interesting things that we did. They dressed us up in the Chicago Fire uniforms, had us dress up in some of the scrubs in Chicago Med, and they flipped a Chicago cop car and showed us how they do some of those behind the scenes type of things. It was pretty cool. Then there was this cocktail event where you get to know each other, and by the end of the day, really everybody knows everybody. So it's very cool and very smart to get to know everybody. So Chicago Fire celebrated 100 episodes this season. We talked to many of the actors and actresses that graced the show, and we'll begin sharing some of these with you over the next couple months. And first up are Monica Raymond, who plays Gabriella Dawson, and Kara Kilmer, who plays Sylvie Brett on the show. And first I asked Kara, what do you like about the show and your character?
I think for me, like, this is my third season on the show, and I think what I'm really loving about this season is that I kind of feel like me personally and my character have sort of, she's like clicked into place. She sort of found her place in the group. I've found my place in the group. And I really am just amazed at how close the cast is. Like, it really is a family. So whenever they write things like that for the show, it's because they're pulling from real life. So it's very comfortable. It hardly feels like work. Like, I just get to work with my close friends all day long. And it's very enjoyable. Like, this for me, this is the best season so far.
What it was, one of the questions I had is Steve McQueen's character, Jimmy Borelli, is gone now this season. And I asked what it's like to lose a character like that.
That was a shocker. I think part of the reason, though, that they did that is, one, our cast is gigantic. And two, like, you always see everybody bounce back very quickly. And I think that the writers just wanted to remind people that, yes, it is high stakes. And at any moment, any one of us can get into a really bad position. And so I think they just wanted to remind people that sometimes the damage is permanent. And, you know, it sort of sends out a caution to, like, look, you need to take care of yourself. You need to grieve appropriately. You need to, like, mentally prepare yourself to go into the job, because if you don't, it could be a life or death situation. And so I think it's just was kind of their way of saying, like, not everybody makes it out clean.
Then I talked to Monica and Kara about writers. You know, writers have to get to know the characters, and they start writing for the actor's personality and writing for them.
It feels like they know who Dawson is because of what I brought to her. I think some of my personality is definitely in it. And they also are able to create a fictional character where I have to, you know, challenge myself and fill those parts of her that I don't necessarily have. So it's become a really good marriage.
Dawson is, like, super cool, badass. Brett is really dorky and uncool.
Wholesome,
sure.
Speaking of wholesome, I asked Monica, she's been taking care of, I guess, around Chicago, cocktailing around town and getting to know the city a little bit.
I've been introduced to some very nice bars and drinks I had never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Monica.
For example, I introduced you to a penicillin.
Uh-huh. And the one that starts with an S. The one that was like,
Sazerac.
Yeah.
Oh, Sazerac.
Yeah. I introduced her to those,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. In the same night.
That's a classic.
In the same night. One each only.
I know who I'm hanging out with after the party.
That's what I mean, yeah.
A goal for so many of Latina actresses is for them to play roles where they're not stereotypically Latina. And I asked Monica if it was important for her to play a role where ethnicity is not so important.
Yes, and it's been a big part of my career so far. I have turned down jobs that I've been full offer on TV shows, and I will not name which ones. I have been offered roles where it is housekeeping or various stereotypical roles that we have become accustomed to, and turned down money because it's very important to me that I do not play those kinds of stereotypical roles if it's not worth the art. You know what I'm saying? If the integrity is behind it, then I'm not interested. You can get somebody else. So it's really cool that you asked me. I think that's amazing. Like, it shows that we've come a long way. We still have more work to do.
Yep.
But it is important for, I think, for me to, like, be an example to other young Latinas everywhere that, hey, we can do anything too. Just like all of the other men and women of all different backgrounds. Like, we are equal and we are just as powerful.
I asked Monica and Kara about working with real Chicago firefighters in a more consulting format and what they have learned from some of these individuals.
Gosh, what haven't we learned? I mean, everything that makes us look like the real deal.
Yeah.
is there.
That's what makes it so real when you say these people on the set.
Yeah, and you know, like what these guys, sometimes they have to go to funerals several times a year. And they lose their buddies, not just their firehouse colleagues, but their best friends. I know our consultant, she has lost several people in her life. And hearing her talk about that and how difficult it was to go through that gives us purpose and reminds us that what we're doing, sure, it's entertainment, but it's also really important, I think, to represent these stories.
Helps you play that role a little bit and understand what their life is like every day.
Yeah, the day that we actually shot the scene where Jimmy Borelli gets burnt up was the anniversary of Michelle Martinez, who's the firefighter paramedic who consults for us. That was the anniversary of her partner's death, actually. So I think we did a couple of takes, and then she came over and whispered in my ear and said, by the way, this is the anniversary of when my partner had died. And I was like, well, there's the shot.
Yeah.
And so it does remind you, it's easy, I think, sometimes for us to get wrapped up in the spectacle of it and to even get wrapped up in the fun of it. And you need to be reminded and you need to be grounded that we're representing real, heroics and real tragedy and real people.
And many professionals don't like watching a show that's about their profession. I don't think, Roger, you'd want to watch a show about our overnight radio show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like WKRP in Cincinnati.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. The only radio show. But I'll tell you, firefighters across the country like the way the show portrays their everyday lives. And Monica and Kara feel that, too.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Really worried about it. Yeah. We started this 5 years ago. You know, because it can go either way.
Sure.
Like, a lot of people don't. A lot of people are very critical, and maybe we're not. I was worried we weren't representing them right, but so far it's been growing. It's a steady number of firefighters and paramedics who have been growing watching the show. So we're really thankful.
And that's Monica Raymond and Kara Kilmer of NBC Chicago Fire, Tuesdays at 9 Central on NBC.